Good morning. It's the 3rd of November. Our first reading for the day is 2 Chronicles, chapter 32. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Whittaker again. In this section of his book, Brother Harry refers extensively to the Isaiah passage about the defeat of Sennacherib's army. I read, "It is possible to infer that this was another Passover deliverance." We read in Isaiah 31, verse 5, "As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also he will deliver it, and passing over he will preserve it." The Hebrew verb here is precisely that used with reference to the first Passover in Exodus 12, verses 13, 23 and 27. Further, in Isaiah 30, verse 29, we read, "Ye shall have a song, as in the night, as when a feast is hallowed." The only feast of the Lord observed at night time was Passover. The context of this passage is, very clearly, the destruction of the Assyrians. And then, thinking of Isaiah chapter 26, we read, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For, behold, the Lord cometh out of his place, to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain." That is to say, there will be too many slain to bury. Every phrase here is Passover language. The inference from these passages involves an impressive and, in itself, highly probable conclusion, that when the city of Jerusalem found itself faced with an apparently hopeless and helpless situation, King Hezekiah, whose enthusiasm had brought multitudes to Jerusalem for Passover in the first year of his reign, now bade the people express their faith by the observance of the feast once again at the appropriate time. Evidently, it was at this time of the year when the city was beleaguered. Instead of siege rations and the hoarding of stocks of food, lambs were slain and a holy feast celebrated. And the destroying angel smote the firstborn as at the first Passover in Egypt, while 12 legions of protecting angels hovered over the homes where Israelites had faithfully smeared the blood of the covenant lamb, so now there was protection for the faithful in Zion, whilst judgment devastated the Assyrian camp in Tophet. How did the destruction take place? A careful examination of relevant passages in Isaiah and elsewhere makes it possible to fill out the picture fairly considerably. Isaiah 29 verse 6 speaks of earthquake and great noise and storm and tempest. Chapter 30 verses 30 and 31 speak of fire, tempest and hailstones. This combined emphasis on fire, storm and earthquake is vivid and awe-inspiring. The phraseology has so many expressions in common with other biblical descriptions of theophany, that is, God manifestation, in the cherubim of glory, that it is difficult to believe that any other explanation will stand. As the Roman guard at the tomb of Jesus became as dead men in the presence of the glory of the Lord, so also, literally, did these Assyrians who were guarding Jerusalem. And all of that must make us think of the power of Almighty God and the weapons he has under his control, and who knows what he will use against the world in which we live to introduce the coming of the King. Thank you for listening to me.